Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's doing good. We're going to do this like we did yesterday. I'm just going to ask you a little question, get to know you a little bit. Warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Up first, it's going to be Eddie. Eddie, if you're at one of those fountain machines where you get your soda or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You only get one drink. What are you getting?
Root beer.
Wow.
Yeah. I would go Dr. Pepper, but I mean, I can get that anywhere. Usually, when I'm at the fountain, the root beer just catches my eye. I want it.
All right, here he is, our video producer. Producer Eddie.
Hey, so I watched Black Panther.
You saw the movie?
The new Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome. Like, really, really good movie.
Even after hearing the hype, it was still awesome?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like all of these Avenger movies kind of just... They're all under the same category of a crazy action, cool movie or whatever. But this one stood... above the rest.
Why was it different?
It'd be all sorts of emotions. I mean, I almost cried during this movie.
Mike, did you cry? You wanted to? If you had a soul, you would have cried?
Yeah. There's definitely moments in there where I'm like, oh man, like a little choked up because a little bit of reality of Chadwick Boseman kind of comes in and like the real Black Panther, and then you go back into the movie. But I'll tell you what the coolest part of the movie is. My people, Mexicans, are finally featured in Avenger movies. And I'm going to leave it there. I can't say too much about it. But there's an actor in that movie that my kids, they were like, whoa, Dad, that looks like you.
That's cool. You're represented.
Yeah, cool. Finally, that's my cool. People are in Avengers movies. And hopefully, they make movies about us.
Morgan, did you cry at Black Panther?
Yeah, I did. I cried, I think, 3 different times throughout it.
Oh, dang. Wow. What do you give it?
I'll give it 4.5 vibranium rods. Mm-hmm. Out of 5.
Sounds dirty, but I'll go with it.
Yeah.
It's all right, up next. Lunchbox, you go up to a fountain machine. You got a cup. What are you getting?
I don't know the last time I've had a Coke in my life, so I guess I'd go with the Powerade. I think they have Powerade option up there, okay. And that's what I would go with.
All right. Lunchbox, what do you have?
I feel like we have not been in the Christmas spirit enough on this show. I haven't heard enough Christmas music, and so I thought I would cheer us up, and I called a store trying to buy the 12 things of Christmas, 12 days of Christmas.
What's
I guess.
Like a one... Crappy horn, too. Yeah.
Turtle doves.
Turtle Jim.
Three French.
Partridge.
Yeah.
A partridge.
That song just did not last, did it?
No.
It died. I don't know any of that. But I do know the song, the
Eight
first.
Milds of Milking. Maids of Milking.
Golden geese.
Five golden rings.
4 calling
Who do
birds.
You call?
3. I call it a department store.
Who says department store?
He does.
My girl.
You don't want to say what it is?
I didn't want to say. I was just trying to. It was really a grocery.
Big chain. Big
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Grocery store.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so not a department store.
Well, isn't that a department store?
No. Department store's got very clothes different. And departments.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a grocery store now is clothes.
Well, no, it's a super center.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, here we go. Here's Lunchbox calling and trying to buy all this stuff. Go ahead.
Freaking.
Yes, I need 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in
a pear tree.
Yeah, so which one of those can you get for me?
I don't have any of them.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Can you check in your computer and see if any of your other stores have them?
I don't think any stores would have them.
You don't think any of them have 8 maids of milking?
Oh, interesting.
You're wasting this guy's time.
Oh, for sure.
I think if you called them and were serious and be like, hey, I'm just like, do you have a, I don't know how many you have in stock there. Do you even have 10 lords of leaping? Like, mm-hmm. if you ask, like, a Siri, I think you would get it. He knew you were singing.
Oh.
I think if you hit him up and we're like, hey, listen, I got 4, but I'm supposed to have 6 geese a-laying. Do you have 2? And see if they catch on. Just do
I
a few
you.
Of them, yeah.
Instead of just
singing the song, which sounds like you're just prank caroling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it, though. It's a good.
And then he started singing with me, which was I thought was pretty fun.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Merry Christmas. Good tidings.
Merry Christmas.
Good tidings. Amy, you're up to the machine. You got the fountain, your cup. What are you getting?
Okay, I'm going to get lots of ice and Diet Coke.
You wouldn't want more Diet Coke than ice?
I love lots of ice and then Diet Coke.
You can go back, though.
Yeah, but you know
always
it comes out of that thing cold, right?
Yeah, still, though, it feels weird if your big cup's just got no ice in
it. I want lots of ice.
It's like shit. It's like the water shifts.
Oh, yeah, too much liquid.
Blum, blum. All right, Amy, what do you got?
So my BFF, like since I was 13 years old, Andrea, I don't know why, but she decided to go over to our Facebook page. Maybe she was on there doing something else, but she saw Morgan maybe put up a post about the Christmas movie I was in, Holiday Harmony. And she starts reading through the comments, and then she sends me a screenshot of some guy that posted, she's gotten too full of herself, which he put T-O, it should be T-O-O.
You've gotten too full of yourself.
Oh.
He just proved his point.
Dang.
And then some woman, Peggy, below him said, I agree. And then my friend replied in my defense, but then it got me thinking. I'm like, oh, man, I don't even ever go over to Facebook because this is what it does to me. It messes with my head. And then I think, shoot, have I gotten full of myself? And what do you guys think? And do I need to rein it in? Even though it's one comment out of some other
I'm gonna
nice
let Lunchbox
ones.
Answer this. Lunchbox,
I saw you struggling to get in the door today. I mean, your ego was like, you're like, you're trying to cram it
is
through.
Is she too
big for her britches, for sure.
So he's a perfect example of somebody who's just jealous of you and says that because he's jealous of you. That's what that is. You're not too full of yourself. I'm going to say, I
mean, everywhere you go now, you walk in like, Holiday
we
Harmony.
We have to talk about our lives to have content. And people will go to and even say to me sometimes, man, all you do is talk about you and things you. Guys, look, what's that say behind me?
Yeah, your name, Bobby Bones Show.
It is either things that I think are compelling enough to talk about, things I think is compelling enough for my friends to talk about, or my opinions on things. I literally get paid to talk about me and how I feel about things. People are like, man, it's all about just doing him. Yeah, because if I don't get paid. So don't let that get to you.
Okay.
They're him. I'm glad he was able to do that. They're just upset at you. You're not too full of yourself. You are A+.
I mean, we had to
book.
Get you your own parking garage.
Garage? Not
oh,
even spot.
The whole garage. Okay, just a reminder to just, you know, be nice on Facebook.
If I go on up to the machine, I'm not going to go all the way there. I'm going to go up to it, I'm going to look at it and go, I'm a better person than that.
What?
And then I'm going to go over it because I have a clear cup and I'm going to get water and I'm not going to steal from the machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's not an option.
I assumed we were paying for it.
No, but you guys did, but I wouldn't pay for the big cup. I'd pay for the water cup, and I wouldn't go over there and steal. And
then you get Sprite, right?
And then I would get water.
Oh.
Then I would get water because I love soda so much, I wouldn't be able to do just one.
Yeah.
I want like 10 of them. I have a story here that I was going to do later on in the show, but I can't stop thinking about it. And so I just want to do it now because it's what I love to talk about. So I love the idea of the apocalypse and getting to be here when the apocalypse head happens.
Oh, boy.
Like seeing if we can survive. Scientists have thought out a, quote, zombie virus that has been frozen under a lake in Russia for 50,000 years. Something like this is what's going to happen when something happens. Something randomly hidden somewhere underneath something. I'm not saying this is it for sure, but you remember the first time COVID happened, coronavirus? I was like, guys, this is it. This is something.
Yeah, we
months
made
before
fun
it happened. You guys laughed at me. I was like, no, this is serious.
Well, because it was all the way in China.
Airplanes.
Yeah, we didn't think about that.
What'd you say about airplanes?
They will get it here. The team from the French National Center for Scientific Research says that global warming is melting this lake, and because of that, it's releasing this matter. So the zombie virus that has the potential to be infectious, it could be a public health threat.
Mm. So zombies are real?
In a way. Bugs that are zombies that come alive.
Really?
But they're not real because it hasn't happened yet. But nothing happens until it happens.
Right.
This is a zombie virus.
I hope I am far gone. I do not want to see if I can survive an apocalypse. I have zero desire for that. I want to just live life how we're living.
Yeah, I just like it now. I like life how it is.
Right.
I feel like that's my only shot to be king of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
An apocalypse.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I get on my team. You guys already said you weren't on my team.
I did not.
Yeah, Amy, you were out.
I was not. I was in your team.
Nah. All right, we're here. We're ready to go. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 months. He is great. I heard you talking recently about how you're once official. You should always get your significant other something for Christmas. The situation is that his birthday is right before Christmas. He's turning 29 on the 23rd. I'm struggling on how to split them up. Do I spend an equal amount? Do I go all in on one big gift that counts as both? I was leaning towards doing that. What advice do you have for getting someone a birthday and a Christmas gift around the same time? From Holiday Hannah. Well, Holiday Hannah, my wife's birthday is in very, very early January. I live this every year. And here's the thing. Growing up, and I've learned this through my wife, growing up, your boyfriend didn't really get a full birthday because people were always ready for Christmas. And sometimes his birthday got lumped in with Christmas, and most people got two. But because of how unfortunate it was, he had no control over it, he didn't always get two. He kind of got one and a third. So my advice to you, because I live with someone who has a very close one, and she is not someone who's like, you need to celebrate me at all, but I do see where people are like, hey, this is a Christmas and a birthday gift. And I'm like, oh man, that would stink. I would say you need to celebrate them both fully.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. It ain't Christmas. It's your birthday. We're here to celebrate your birthday and only your birthday. And here's my birthday gift for you. Christmas is Christmas. It stinks or close, but you would celebrate it the same way if it were in August. You need to really focus on that. It's tough. It's tough for me because I love to give. And I love to impress. I love to like see that, wow, I can't believe you thought about that. It's always about spending money, but it's like a great gift that I like heard her mention something, but then I gotta do it twice in like 5 days.
Stressful.
Yes, but it is worth it. You need to make sure and dedicate yourself to his birthday and dedicate yourself to Christmas. Do not get one gift that counts as both.
Now, Bones, if you have one gift that's way more expensive or better than the other, which one?
Birthday.
Birthday?
Because that's about that person.
Got it.
So if the big one, birthday. But get two good ones.
Yeah.
Holiday Hannah, thank you for your email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Do you even remember your resolution from last year into this year?
No. Last year's a blur.
Just in general?
Yeah. Well, did I make one? I don't know.
Well, something like you were going to water yourself.
Yeah, I think
water.
It was water.
No,
it was
I water. Think that water was my word of the year, and that was maybe 2 years ago because I was trying to be more fluid. I was going to drink more water, but then I'll personally go with the flow.
Anybody remember this?
Nah.
No.
Yeah, I do.
What?
And I did. I accomplished it, I think. It was try not to do so much. Like, do less.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've done that a little bit, or at least I've focused at times and said no to a lot of things. I may have still been very busy, but I've said no to a lot of things. And so I think I did that. I would like to encourage people. I know here we are, it's early December, but if you make your resolution now and you actually get started now, by the time you quit it in a couple months, you'll have gotten so much accomplished.
That's true.
Because you'll do it for a couple weeks and then the new year starts over and everybody else is just starting theirs and you get re-energized and you do it for another couple weeks or a month or 2 months.
Yep.
So do it, start it now. If it's like a fitness thing, get started now. I know Betty's back to working out.
I tried because it's stupid. I just don't know why people are working out.
This is why, because he was telling me, he's like, why do people even do this?
For your heart,
like
your brain.
Number one, it hurts when you're working out, right? It's like, oh gosh, one more sit up.
Why did you decide to start working out again or exercising?
Well, I took my kids to the gym and they play basketball. And so there's some weight sitting there. So I'm like, you guys shoot a little bit, Dad's going to work on his abs. Man, I can't move. I can't even breathe today. My abs hurt so bad. Getting out of bed, Bones, was like another sit-up, and I was like, oh, I can't get out of
bed. Did you work that hard by yourself?
No, I just haven't worked out in like 2 years. So my body's like, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm. So you don't understand why people work out at
all? I just don't get it. Like, why do you want to go through pain while you're working out? And then 3 days later, you're still in pain. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
And if you don't keep up with it, it all goes away.
Which is what happened to me.
I have to do it mostly for my mind. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate exercising. It's the worst thing in the world.
That's what they say. So not only is it physically working out, it's exercising your mind as well?
I don't know if exercise my mind, but I have to do it. It's good for my mental health.
That does make sense.
To work out. You can come work out with me.
No. You work out too hard. I did that 9 years ago. Dude, I remember we went for a run and I threw up afterwards.
Never.
And you were like, that's good, dude. That's good. That's what you want. I'm like, that's not what I want. I don't want to throw up. So we're done with that.
So no resolution of fitness?
Man, I think I'm going to adopt your resolution. No, less.
No, you already like to do less.
Do nothing.
Do less.
Oh, no.
That's not a bad idea, Bones.
There's a new diet, and I think they're using the word diet now. They just use that on any way to change your diet, because this is not unhealthy, but a diet in general used to be like, just eat less. But there's a new way to eat called the Green Mediterranean Diet. And they say that this helps if you want to lose belly fat better than a lot of the other stuff. It is a plant-based diet, and they saw their fat drop like 4 times more so than people who just ate even healthy but normal. But they say this Mediterranean Green Diet reduces frailty and wards off cancer. Both sound good to me.
That sounds great.
But if you have a belly, and the weird thing about being a dude, and that belly comes on quick. I can eat one meal and be fat again.
Yeah. You can feel it in your underwear.
Yeah, my underwear doesn't go up as high.
Isn't that weird?
My belly's like growing. It happens quick. So you can look that up if you want to know about it. It's called the Green Mediterranean Diet. And again, it's just a lot of plants. But I need protein. And I know there's a way to have protein that's not meat, but I need meat.
Yeah, I need meat too, man.
Yeah, like lentils have a lot of protein.
Nah. Who in the world would ever go, God, I feel like a lentil.
They're good.
No, babe, I'm craving some lentils. Is there any lentils in the... Nah, I don't think so.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Virgin Voyages. They're a cruise company. They own a bunch of cruise boats or whatever, and they've donated 2,023 cruises to healthcare workers all over South Florida. That's their way of giving back. They said they've had a really tough 3 years with COVID and all that, so they'd like to give these cruises away. And they get to choose from 6 different trips to the Caribbean.
I've never been on a cruise. Lunchbox, did you like it?
It was all right. It's all right. A little bit too much boat time. I got kind of bored. The boat is the same thing.
You guys sick?
No, I didn't get sick. No, not at all.
Some people love them, and I love a free one.
I would love a free one, too. Like, this one, like, this is great. And, I mean, I'm just saying, why do they concentrate on the workers in Florida? There's health workers everywhere.
Well, that's just this cruise company.
And probably where they live.
Yeah.
Dock out of there.
And my sister deserves a
Hey,
Buzz, cruise.
Can you do me a favor? When I do it, tell me something good. Can you not go to Lunchbox?
My bad. That's the mess up. That's on you. Me.
No.
That's on me. I just wondered about his cruise experience. Scuba, do you like cruises?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, I cruised like a mother back in the... In the 2000s, because I was living in Orlando and my ex-wife's family had a lot of money, so we went cruising at least 2 or 3 times a year. I'm a gold platinum member for Royal Caribbean. I love cruising. I'm a big cruiser.
On their dime?
Have you
ever been on your dime since?
I have not.
But you're still a member?
Still, because you're a lifelong member based on how many times you've been in your life.
You ever see those old people that are not even always just old, but people that are older usually that live on a cruise ship?
Yes.
Meaning they just pay to stay on it forever because they don't ever just wipe the boat completely off.
That's their home?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see them at the welcome parties. They invite you in. They go around the room. Who's been here for 10 years? Keep standing. And they get to someone who's been there for like 60 years and been cruising since the 70s. It's incredible.
That's wild.
Don't come off the boat.
Yeah, they're always there.
Really crazy.
That's sad.
Are the rooms small?
Yes.
They have different levels. If you're on the very bottom, of course, it's terrible. They have the whole rooms, which are kind of okay. You want a balcony room so you can see everything and not feel sick.
I feel like I get sick. I get so sick everywhere, so I probably shouldn't go.
The bigger the ship, you won't feel a single thing, I guarantee you.
I didn't feel a thing, but my window was about this big. I could look out.
Yeah, don't stay there. That's terrible.
The hole you're making looks like one of those submarine things.
That's about right. Yeah. It's about the size of the window.
Yeah.
Eddie, that's a good story. I like that we're sticking up.
Thank you, man. And thank you, Scuba, for saving that.
No problem.
I like Lunchbox's input. He does bring it down, though.
No, do you like cruises? No. They're terrible.
Here's what else I said. It was all right.
I said, why those people?
I said I got tired of being on the boat. Like I was like,
no, first you said, why just Florida?
Right.
Yeah, I did say that.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah,
that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Remember, like a good neighbor, blank is there.
State Farm.
Yes, you'd have got that point.
Yeah, I'm
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, okay, got it.
We'll go around the room. If you miss it, you're out. I've got a paintball gun here, and if you miss it, I'm going to shoot you.
That's hilarious.
Wouldn't that be so funny as a bit?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that'd be so scary.
Maybe not a paintball gun, but we should do something like that.
A Nerf gun.
Water gun. Super soaker.
I'll give you the famous slogan. You tell me the company. Ready?
Ready.
First one's real easy. Amy, just do it.
Nike.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Breakfast of champions.
Wheaties.
Good. Eddie, melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
Good.
But they do melt in your hand. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep them in your hand, they melt.
But they're saying, like, eat them. Don't just hold them in your hands. Yeah.
Taste the rainbow, Amy.
Skittles.
Good. Lunchbox. Want to get away?
Southwest Airlines.
Nice.
Eddie, you're in good hands.
With Allstate.
Wow, okay. That's right.
With Allstate.
Yeah.
Amy, what's in your wallet?
Capital One.
Wow.
These are all such great slogans.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good one, Amy.
We work with Capital One a lot.
Lunchbox. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
Some things money can't buy. Everything else is what?
There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
Oh, man. Well, I don't believe in this because something money can buy everything.
got it.
It's just a slogan lunch.
American Express.
You were almost there.
Wow. So close.
MasterCard. You have been eliminated.
Well, I don't live by that slogan.
Eddie.
Come on.
You got to hit this to stay. The quicker picker upper.
Bounty.
Nice. We're down.
Ooh. Swiffer popped in my head.
And it'd have been wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Not right.
I would have paused.
Amy, snap, crackle, pop.
Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good.
Yeah. He was the Sprint guy, right? Wow, is that Sprint? Is Sprint even a thing? Give me Sprint. Oh, no, it's T-Mobile.
It's Verizon.
Oh,
it's
no.
Verizon.
Way off.
Wow, I won.
Dang.
You did win. Nice job there. You want the rest? Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Because you haven't missed one.
Okay.
Is it in you?
Well, I'm so glad we didn't.
No, that's the slogan. Is it in you?
No.
You can't say that.
No.
Beep that out. It's Gatorade.
Yeah, other side.
Beep that out.
Okay.
What on earth?
Oh, boy.
Like, that would be their slogan. Okay.
That's actually not bad, though.
I know, but it can't be their slogan.
Okay. What's another
on
one?
The podcast, you can leave it in.
Oh.
But.
Okay. What?
What happens here stays here.
Vegas.
Correct. Nothing runs like a blank.
Nothing runs like a Toyota?
No. John Deere.
Oh, yeah.
Obey your thirst.
Oh, gosh, that's obey your Sprite?
Yes.
Yeah.
It keeps going and going and going.
Energizer Bunny.
King of Beers.
Budweiser.
That's what it's all about.
Tell me something good.
Correct.
Oh, was that
That's
really
funny.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I've never heard of that in my life. Oh, yes, I have.
That's what it's all about.
Wow. What was that? Bud Light?
I don't know. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
How bad do you want to win the lottery, Lunchbox?
I mean, more than anything in the world.
Anything?
What else would there be? Tell me something.
Your kids being healthy and graduating high school?
Yeah, that'd work. But guess what? With money, I can buy them health.
No, you can't. That's the one thing you can't buy is health.
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
You get health care.
There you go.
But you can't just buy health. That's not like, you know how you walk at the grocery store and they have all the gift cards in that little stand?
Uh-huh.
I'll take the health.
Yeah. I'll take long life.
That ain't it. And you try, tell our new listeners exactly how dedicated you are to playing the lottery and what you call it an investment. It's not an investment, but how much you spend.
Every paycheck is $150.
That is wild. So $300 a month.
Yes.
So $3,600 a year. Basically $4,000 in lottery tickets.
I believe your math.
It's got to hurt.
And it doesn't hurt.
And nothing for years. And nothing.
Nothing yet. But you don't give up. You know what they say? Quitters never win.
And let's talk about the lottery because you can't really build toward the lottery. But here's the deal. Everybody that wins has a crazy story as to how they bought the lottery ticket. You don't have a crazy story.
You don't.
Let me tell you this one.
Go ahead.
Her name's Laura Keene. She was out Christmas shopping with her boyfriend. Her truck's low fuel light came on. She's like, crap. So she pulled over in the 7-Eleven. Didn't even know she was low on gas. Boop. Light pulls over. She got it. She filled the truck up. Got some coffee. And said, you know, I'm going to play scratch off. The 30 Millionaire Maker game. She hit it. Won $1 million. She wasn't even going to pull over. She had no plans to get a ticket.
Dang.
You got to turn your life situations into, for some reason, it making you go to the gas station.
You know what? My gas light's on right now.
No, but you can't steal one from anybody either.
That's it.
It has to be a reason that all of a sudden, I need to do that. You have to create scenarios.
Okay.
How much are those?
$20.
Oh, it depends. Oh, you can go from, $50 tickets. I mean, there's a lot of stores.
I don't ever see $50 or $100 in the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Occasionally, I'll see a $30 one. But you have to create a scenario. And the next, Christmas is coming up. We don't have to do it before the first of the year. But you should create a couple scenarios where you, or find them where you just oh, I can't believe I'm here for this reason.
Okay.
And then you buy one because I think that's why people are winning.
Okay. I know what I got one in my
go
head.
Go ahead,
already.
Go ahead.
Like, we're driving to Texas for Christmas and we stop at the Arkansas-Texas border. Like, man, I don't know what side of the street. And then you pick both sides of the street and be like, man, Arkansas has always been so good to me. Oh, Texas has always been good, so good to me. So I went to both sides of the street and tried to win.
Huh. I don't get it.
I turned the channel.
I was
of
no,
the
no,
show
no.
as he was doing that. I actually flipped the station. I'm not listening to the show anymore. That story got
I was what? Torn between Arkansas and Texas.
But that's
yeah go, work on that.
Go back to the drawing
yeah,
board.
Yeah, do some. Dang it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's when the
or lottery, my oh, car okay. broke down in the middle of the road between Arkansas and Texas.
But you got to break it down. It has to be a real thing.
Yeah, I'll take a knife to the tire.
Never mind. Here's a voicemail from Jim in Oatfield, Oregon.
How is it that Santa Claus can move so fast? Well, he's wearing rocket shoes and they're equipped with missile toes. Thank you very much. God bless.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
His delivery is funny, too. He just doesn't stop. No pause. Just give goes time to right think. To it. Here's Sophie in California.
Morning, studio. I was just calling to tell you how much I love Bobby's book, Stanley the Dog. I work with little kiddos who have autism, and a lot of them have just started going back to school. I'm a huge fan of the show, so I decided to get a copy of the book, and all of my students have just absolutely loved it. It's been especially hard to find books about inclusion and not always fitting in, especially in the disabilities community. So I so appreciate the book and all it's done and meant to me and my sweet kids. So thank you so much. Love you guys.
That's the biggest compliment you could give because that's why I wrote the book. It's so kids wouldn't feel alone. You don't have to be cool to be cool. You don't have to have everybody else think, oh, he's the coolest. Actually be the coolest. It's just about being yourself. And that's what Stanley the Dog, that book is about. Thank you very much. And you guys can check the book out. It's on Amazon. It's called Stanley the Dog and the First Day at School. And I would have one to look at, but Logano took one of them.
Yeah, I was the one sitting in front of my desk.
Yeah, Joey Logano's like, oh, can I have that? You can use that?
It was Joey Logano, so you're like, okay.
I was like, yeah, man, have it. That's the one-of-a-kind gold-plated copy. We gave it to him. Thank you very much. Stanley the Dog, The First Day at School. It is up now at Amazon or your local bookstore, hopefully. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Our favorite holiday smells.
Ooh, let me go with this.
The top ones.
I like peppermint.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like mint in general, the smell. Peppermint's slightly different, but I like peppermint's my number one. Gingerbread cookies is at number two.
Wow.
Although I don't know that I've smelled a lot of them. But I think I have a couple times been like, well, that's good. I'm going to store it in the old brain.
Yeah. Well, peppermint makes the list, didn't crack the top five, but it's at six.
Dumb list.
Gingerbread is at five.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hot chocolate at four.
But I have that. Oh, yeah, it's cold. I might have that another. It's not in holiday. It's in winter. There's a difference in winter and holiday.
Sure.
I get mad. Go ahead.
Okay, man.
Cinnamon at three.
Yes. I have that in February.
No, cinnamon's great.
No,
though,
but that's not Christmas. That's it all the time. What else?
Cookies in general. I assume a lot of sugar cookies around Christmas time at number two.
I'm never hiring this list maker to make a list for me. They've done two versions of cookies here. Go ahead.
And this is one of my favorite Christmas smells. Christmas trees.
Yeah, pine.
Yeah.
I love the smell of pine.
But I'm from mountain pine. That was all year long.
Okay. Oh, really?
Did they really have the smell of pine in mountain pine?
That's and a they great had question. The look of mountains.
Wow.
The look of mountains and the smell of pine.
So you were surrounded by mountains and pines?
That's why it was called Mountain Pine.
Wow. There you go.
Population 772. All right, what else?
Did you know that Taylor Swift grew up on a Christmas tree farm?
Grew up on it. She didn't, like, live in it.
It says her family lived on a Christmas tree farm growing up, and her job was to pick the praying mantis pods off the trees so that they wouldn't hatch inside people's homes.
That's cool.
I thought her dad was a big, fancy, like, money investor, like, rich guy.
Maybe he invested
maybe
in Christmas
with a Christmas
trees.
Tree farm.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying it's not true. I just never heard this before. Maybe they had one on the property or something where people cut a tree or something. Or maybe the job when she was 14.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I saw this list of celebrity jobs.
Mm. I guess she was already here at 14, though, huh?
Is that when she started here?
Yeah. So when did she do it? Eight?
Listen, I don't know the exact age, but it's funny that that was her job. And Tom Hanks, one of his old jobs was he sold peanuts and soda at baseball games. And Ashton Kutcher, he worked in a cereal factory sweeping Cheerio dust. So it's just interesting to see what these people did when they were younger.
She was very young when they had the Christmas tree farm.
Okay.
I'm looking at a picture. Christmas tree farm. Taylor Swift. She's probably nine here. 9 years old. Yeah. She had a job at nine.
Yeah, wow. Child labor?
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg.
We need to go investigate that.
She worked as a morgue beautician.
Oof.
After seeing an ad in the paper.
That's tough.
Yeah. Oof. Ooh, which speaking of morgues, just another headline that I saw is that cruise ships have morgues.
Wow, do they have jails?
Did you know?
They better have jails.
Yeah, you'd think they probably have to lock people up.
Do they have a doctor's office?
Yes.
A morgue?
They do have a morgue.
A jail?
What else? Post office?
Underground casino that you don't know about that they're illegally betting stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I saw that about 200 people worldwide die on cruises each year.
Damn, this one got dark. All right.
Okay. All right, country quiz time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who said this? Before I go on stage, I smoke a Marlboro.
Marlboro. No, you make me not say it. Marlboro.
This one's hard for my speech impediment. A Marlboro and drink a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Who is
that? I can give you multiple choices.
Are they still alive? It's easy. No, it's Johnny Cash.
No, it's got to be somebody still alive.
No. No one smokes a Marlboro right now.
Yeah, I know people that smoke.
Yeah.
But they're old. They're like big dudes. Who is it? Give me the options.
Casey Musgraves.
It wouldn't be. She wouldn't be smoking a Marlboro. She'd be smoking something, but not Marlboro. Yeah.
Hank Williams Jr.
Cigar.
Oh, that's right.
Jelly Roll.
Is he clean?
Yeah, but a Marlboro is just a cigarette.
Is he California clean?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
That's California clean, Scuba.
He smokes, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so California.
That's California clean. Yeah, that's what that's called. You don't drink, but maybe you smoke. Yeah, go ahead.
Last one, Trace Atkins.
That's who it is. Has to be him. Yeah. It's Trace.
But don't get dumb. Trace. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And if you have a problem with it, well, then don't, because he'll beat the crap out
that's
of you.
That's right.
He's a big dude. That guy makes fun of me every time I see him.
Like, and what does he say?
I'm going to stand up to him one day.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm never going to. He just makes fun of something on me, my shoes, my shirt. Mm-hmm. He always loves make fun of the pretty boy, you know? All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Look who's back. Back again. Toy Man's back. Tell a friend. Jeffrey Olson of Vista, California, back in 1988, started giving toys around the holidays to the kids, and he got the name Toy Man. Well, he goes throughout the year when things are on sale, they're having clearance sales, he goes and stocks up, and this year he donated 600 items to the kids.
Dang.
And all in all, he's donated over 50,000 items.
That's crazy. I mean, that's such a big number.
That really is.
And this guy probably, when he started, wasn't moving that amount of product. That sounds like a drug deal. Mm-hmm. But
they're toys.
He probably started small, thinking it would never happen. But if you just start and you work, big things happen.
And it kept growing and growing. And everyone's like, oh, is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, it's Toy Man.
Like a superhero.
I don't know that ever happened, but I like it.
Because he flies or what?
Ah, no, I didn't just.
Oh. Do you have any adult toys? No, hold on.
What?
Hold on. What, Bones?
Toys, you're an adult, but are like toys that. Collector's items, anything that's like considered a toy, but kids don't play with them. Old army men.
I have nothing.
I have obviously Beanie Babies back here.
You have Beanie Babies. Arkansas Barbie.
I have an Arkansas Barbie. Yeah.
I had a vintage wheelbarrow that was like an antique, but my kids use it and it had rubber wheel or like hard plastic wheels. They broke off, so it's not worth anything anymore.
Mikey, do you have Funko Pops?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. I collect them.
That's what I mean. Like, anything there with you guys? Eddie, what do you collect? Anything?
No, man.
Nothing at all. Oh, nothing. Vinyl. That's not a toy, but
I collect vinyl. Yes, yes.
Do you still collect or do you just have it?
I have. Well, it started with like people saying, hey, my dad passed away. I found all his vinyls. Would you want these? I'm like, yeah. So then I've collected
more than one person said that?
Oh, I've had three people.
Whose dad died and they came to you?
And they had crazy collections. Wow. And I've had, I've got like probably over 200 vinyls.
If you have vinyl and your dad is older, I'd stay away from Eddie. Yeah. Sounds like
this is a safe home for the vinyls.
Golly. My dad Eddie's has killing a lot people's of dads.
No.
If Eddie finds somebody's dad who has vinyl, he kills them.
No.
Golly. Oh, boy.
No, they die naturally.
Uh-huh, I don't know. Naturally. Hey, wink, wink. Uh-huh. Good story. Thank you, Lunchbox. Toy Man, shout out.
Yeah.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Toy Man. Guess who's back again? Toy Man's back.
Tell a friend.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Shelby, who lives in Alaska.
I just wanted to say thank you. You guys are so awesome, and I used to listen to you on my drive to work every morning, and now I have a 5-month-old, and I'm staying home with her, and we're in the car early today, and you're just making me laugh out loud. So thank you for being you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. You can leave us a voicemail anytime, day or night. January or December. I'm out. 877 77 Bobby. That's our number. 877-77 Bobby. Now time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a snowman with a six pack?
What do you call a snowman with a six pack?
An abdominal snowman.
That's funny.
Oh, abdominal.
That's funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
I'd like to let our listeners in on my life a little bit with what I do up here before the show starts. I will come in hours before the show, and there are a pack of papers. And I've done this on my TikTok where I show people what I do behind the scenes, and I'll do commercials for every city just about that has the show. It's over 200. Some days I'll be up here for 2 hours just recording liners and commercials, and I get bored, or I go loopy doing them. And sometimes I just start singing jingles for companies out of nowhere, seeing if they'd ever just keep it. Nobody keeps my jingles.
Not one?
I don't know what they think. I never get a message back going, hey, they really like that jingle you made up in the middle of the commercial. They'd like to keep using it. But I want to, there's a commercial I was doing this morning for a roofing and window place in Wichita, Kansas. And the commercial's like this. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Do you have ugly windows? How about windows that are a bit drafty? Did you know that my friends at Morrison Roofing do more than just roofing? They also replace your windows, doors, siders, and gutters. If the winter chill's freezing your home, replace those windows with Morrison Roofing. Financing is available. And now during their annual window sale, you can save up to 20%. And then I'm supposed to say, call Morrison Roofing and Construction. I give the number or go to morrisonroofing.biz. Well, I was like 40 commercials deep. I was loopy and get a lot of sleep last night. And I sing a jingle. And here's the jingle I sang earlier today. Call Morrison Roofing and Construction at 316-202-8000. That's for your free estimate, or visit them online at morrisonroofing.biz. Morrisonroofing.biz.
Oh.
And so wouldn't it be cool if they ended up using that all the time?
Yeah.
Morrisonroofing.biz.
It's catchy.
Right. And it, the melody's right there.
Yeah.
Morrisonroofing.biz.
Lunchbox needs to call them.
Go, you try to do that melody.
Oh.
Morrisonroofing.biz. Go.
Morrisonroofing.biz.
Wow. Good.
He did it.
If he can do it, anybody can. Your child can do it.
That's right.
Wow.
That was
okay.
Rude.
No, I'm saying, but you have trouble with
but
melodies.
But it's accurate.
You're tone deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
And now we already all know it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Morrisonroofing.biz.
Wow.
That's good.
Nailed it.
That's good.
How much you charge for that?
Well, I just did it. I was morning drunk, and I don't drink, but I'm so loopy that I just did it, and I think they can have that one for free.
Oh, wow. That's a gift.
But are you consulting?
But I got to do more. If they want that again, maybe we charge a nickel.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Morrisonroofing.biz. I'm still drunk. Your son did a radio show?
Well, he sat down in my podcast room. I was in there working, and he said, hey, Mom, will you hit record? And so I did. And
is that normal for him? Don't
work. It's the first time he's ever done it. And so I was just kind of cute. So then I thought, oh, well, just for fun, I'll get Scuba Steve to add some imaging around it, and he'll feel like he had his own little 30-second radio show.
Oh, with like promo clips and production.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
The Stevenson Radio Show.
I like it.
Well,
very original.
Then,
well, look at this show. What's this, the Bobby Bones Show?
Yeah. Also, too, this will be encouraging for parents because you think, do my kids even hear me? Are they even listening to me? Because what he sat down to talk about was kindness. And a few days before that, I had to sit him and his sister down and say, y'all are being awful to each other and I'm over it. So now you're memorizing the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, or no Christmas.
You made them memorize it?
Yeah. They're love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. I don't know. There's 9.
Wait, you haven't memorized it yet?
No, I have.
Uh-oh.
I just
hey,
did.
She's out of the Christmas contest.
Okay. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's all 9. So he sat down and started talking about that, but you'll hear a little dig about how he does not like his sister right now, and she does not like him.
Normal.
I know.
15, 13?
15 and 12, yeah.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Radio show.
So today we're going to talk about kindness. We're going to talk about joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, self-control. We're going to practice all of that being kind. So we be kind to one another, act like each other, but you really don't. And that's what kindness is about. Goodbye. Peace out.
The Stevenson.
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 Radio show.
Pretty good. I just checked. It just beat us in the ratings.
Wow.
One episode in.
Dang.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Amy, that's pretty darn cute.
And it was super cute.
And he's got it.
Yeah. And literally, he did Christmas. That all on his own. Well, no, they don't have Christmas yet.
No, he gets it, though.
No, I Does need it to count? See
You
the
would
fruit.
Never take away Christmas.
Does it count, though, that at the end he's like, that's really not what it's about?
Would you take?
Yeah.
I know. The problem is I'd have to really follow through on that. But I'm just glad that he heard me, and then we'll see how kind my children are able to be to each other leading up to Christmas.
We should make Lunchbox do that, Joe. Hey, it's Lunchbox Kindness, kid.
He's memorizing kindness work.
It's always fun when celebrities are just like us. You know? I was at the mall, and my wife was like, I need to go to Sephora. And I say, okay, cool. So I go, and I'm about 5 minutes behind her. I had to swing by the Apple store. And I go into the mall, into the Sephora by myself. And that's, there's not a lot of men in there unless they're with their women's. And I wasn't with my women's. She had actually walked across over to Ulta. Is that a beauty store too?
Yes,
I've heard of that.
Sephora and Ulta.
So I'm in Sephora and I'm like, hey, I don't see you anywhere. And I text her, hey, I'm over here. Where are you? And so as I wait, I look around and I see, I was like, wait, is it? No bodyguard, nothing in the mall was Nicole Kidman in Sephora just shopping.
Wow. Oh.
Celebrities are just like us.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, do I go over and say something to her? She's at the mall doing her own thing. And so I am friends with her husband, Keith Urban. So I text, I say, hey, I see your wife at the mall. She's by herself. I don't want to buy. He's like, you've been to our house. You should go and say hi. So by the time that text came through, she was gone. So I say, well, I missed her. He goes, why did I said, well, I'm a dude alone in Sephora, and I don't want to go bother her. And he said, alone in Sephora. It's a pretty good song.
No.
That's the next hit.
That's it. That's the next one. You hear Keith, alone in Sephora. And so, but Nicole came in normal. Nobody was bothering her. I mean, that's a mega star just shopping at the mall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For one, I can't believe you wouldn't feel comfortable saying hi to her.
I never want to bother.
I know,
but I never want to bother anybody ever.
Also, I really need you to spy on what product she was buying.
I wouldn't have known anyway. I don't know what any of that stuff is. It's like I'm walking into a Japanese convenience store, and I'm like, well, I see the shape of the box, but I don't know what that is. So, but that's, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's just hanging out like a normal person.
Dang, you've seen two big time
people. Who else did I see?
I mean, recently, I feel like you saw Jason Aldean.
At the mall?
Just at the mall.
Oh, at the mall.
Chilling.
True.
Yeah. Well, walking. Jason I talked to, though, because I went and sat at the table with him.
I know it's totally different types, but those are people that you wouldn't think just go to the mall.
Yeah.
They have someone go to the mall for them.
Yeah, you're right.
Or they like, order it.
Super famous, super rich. You're like, they're probably too good to go to where normal people go, but then in the reality, they're like, of course I go there.
Yeah.
But, I know Jason, so I just, he was... They had sat down to eat, and his wife walked over and said hi, and their food wasn't there yet. And also, if they had food, I wouldn't bother anybody. But, like, I just went and pulled up a chair and was like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's different, because I like Jason. I know Jason. But, yeah, so that's pretty cool to see somebody super famous just walking around in the wild. We were in Las Vegas. I did my show at The Wynn, which is awesome. Thank you, everybody who came. And so in Las Vegas, sometimes you see celebrities just because it's Las Vegas and everybody goes there. Eddie saw a couple.
Two stories here. So the first one, man, it's like maybe a D-list celebrity. I don't know if you guys even know this guy. But now, after this experience, I probably don't even know this guy anymore.
Who is it?
Ryan Bingham.
Oh, we know him from Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah. Yellowstone, maybe like Crazy Heart. Remember that movie? He sang the song there.
He's the guy that plays the music.
Yes, he's the singer. Musician.
I don't even know his name on the show.
He was in jail.
Do you know his name? I don't know anybody's name on a show.
I don't either.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just know
the guy that they should throw. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So I see Ryan Bingham. He's walking up with a guitar, like walking towards me. And I'm talking so close I can reach, I can touch his shoulder. I go, Ryan, and he puts his head down and keeps on walking.
But you didn't touch him.
No, I just said, Ryan. And he just put his head down and kept on walking. I'm like, and I kept like looking as he passed, like, Ryan?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to hate him for that.
But I'm like,
maybe he's getting stopped everywhere.
He could have just turned around and been like, hey, man, what's up? Honestly, if he would have stopped, I wouldn't have anything to say to him. Like,
okay, exactly.
I feel like that's on character for him. Like, that's what I would expect him to do, I think.
Like the guy in Yellowstone?
Yeah, His name is Walker on Yellowstone.
Maybe he's a method actor. It's the season's going right now.
Well, I saw him, too.
Oh, and how was he?
Did he stand you up, too?
I saw him too. It wasn't great.
Oh, really?
but it doesn't matter. I didn't yell at him and do like a Ryan. But I just said, hey, man, how's it going? And he just ignored me completely.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was nothing about me being the guy from the radio. He maybe thought somebody was bothering him. Yeah, he was in like over-the-top cowboy outfit. Like he was dressed up to go to some cowboy party. Like going, and he's walking around the casino. We were just there. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And then he just completely ignored me.
He's come on the show, right?
Only
has on he? The phone.
Only
or Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom. Yeah,
yeah, oh,
that's
Zoom.
Right.
Whatever. He's doing his own thing. I don't
hey,
care.
Hey, maybe he can't hear.
I'm not going to hold that. He can
he
hear.
Can, okay. Also, I think he's higher than D, right?
Bah. And now he's back to E.
No.
After that,
E?
Put him down to E.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he is. I think so. And who else did you see?
Okay, the next one was crazy, dude. Lunchbox talks about like celebrities and oh, what? This was a celebrity because when he walked by, everyone stopped and been like, oh my God, their mouths were like wide, like, oh my
walked
gosh,
by
him.
Where? Where were you exactly?
I was at the cashier in the casino and he was just walking through the casino with maybe three bodyguards and like four other people. It was an entourage.
Bodyguards.
But in the middle was Harrison Ford. And it's crazy because he's older. I mean,
he's probably 80.
Yeah. Looks great. And he probably hasn't been in a movie, like a big movie in a while. And the fact that
I don't know if that's true. Didn't they do a new Indiana Jones?
Oh, they're about to. They're about. It's not out yet.
Okay.
But honestly, I didn't know who it was at first because everyone's reaction was like, oh my gosh, that's someone famous. And then some drunk dude yells out loud. He's like, it's freaking Han Solo, dude.
There's always one.
There's always that guy.
You look over and it's Lunchbox, even though he's not supposed to be in Vegas with us. He's just there yelling at celebrities. Harrison Ford's 80 years old.
Wow.
He looks great.
He does for 80? Yeah. For 80 or...
Yeah, for an 80-year-old dude. Yeah, absolutely. And you know he's a celeb when everyone just watched and no one tried to bother him.
Yeah, that's a celebrity. There are a lot of people who have some sort of fractured fame, meaning they're big on TikTok, they're like a radio show, or 80% of people don't know who they are, but there's a small celeb. That's like fractured fame because there's so many ways to be known, but then there's famous.
Famous.
That's famous right there.
That was crazy, that's man.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it, but every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's go over and talk to Katie, who is calling us, lives in Tennessee. Katie, you're on the show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. So I was just following up with you. We actually ran into Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban last year at Defy in Cool Springs. And my husband is a Metro police officer, and he's like, they have to have security. So he's all scanning the room. It was just them and their kids, no security anywhere.
Yeah, they're as normal as you can be being that wildly famous. But, and that's, I mean, normal is a compliment, meaning they're just regular folks, and you don't think they are because they're so, like, perfect.
Yeah.
In every way.
I know.
So perfect.
They're so lovely.
Yeah.
I saw Nicole Kidman just hanging out of the mall. It was wild. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, you're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you later. Let's go to Kevin in Tulsa, who's also on the phone. Kevin, what's up, dude?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, got a story for you. I won a radio contest the first of the year. So now I've been to some like 52 different shows this year, me and my girlfriend.
Wait, hold on. You won a contest on the radio that what, was like tickets for a whole year to every show or something?
Yes.
Holy crap. And you've gone to every show?
Yes.
Wow.
You'll
amazing.
Show them. Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
I've gone to every show that they had tickets for me and plus some.
That's like one a week.
Amazing.
Dang. Okay, go ahead. Finish your story. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. But this past weekend, Cody Johnson was here in town, so I got to meet and greet with him. And, of course, he sings the song Diamond in My Pocket. And I just happened to have a diamond in my pocket and asked my girlfriend to marry me, and she did.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. Now, you mean you just happened to have a diamond in your pocket.
Okay.
What you mean was you were waiting for that song, right?
Yeah, you know, just happened to have it.
That's awesome. Hey, buddy, congratulations. How long have you guys been together?
Almost a year.
And so you feel like she's the one, or you just happened to have a diamond in your pocket and she was the near one?
No, she's the one.
All right, good. Okay, good answer, good answer.
Also, is she really into concerts? Because I feel like you set the bar high this year by having free access to all these shows.
How many did she go with you?
All of them.
There you go.
Dang.
Okay, next year might be a little different.
Well, congratulations, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that with us, man. And I hope, when you guys plan to get married?
It's going to be a long engagement, so.
All right, well, let us know.
We ain't said no date yet.
Yeah, give us the update when you decide.
Sure.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
Love you guys.
Thanks, man. See you later.
All right.
Bye. Time for the news. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Should bosses give gifts to their employees? That's the question.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Okay.
They should. All of them.
Uh-huh. Well, big, good gifts.
Like bonuses.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the company. That would be like...
Still a gift.
That would be like Rod or Bob.
But only someone can approve it. Somebody's got to approve it. That's the boss.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about me and your little joke?
Everyone in general.
Every boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but, you should. Every boss over you should give you a big, nice gift.
But you, yes.
Human resources say that at times it's appropriate for a supervisor or manager to give small gifts to employees, especially for Christmas or New Year. But employees should not feel obligated to give gifts to their bosses because your boss makes significantly more than you and they sign your paycheck.
Oh.
So you would never want it to be viewed as a bribe. I don't sign you guys' paycheck.
You don't.
I have nothing to do with that part.
But
what?
What was the other thing in there?
So I should get you a small gift?
I don't know. No, it's
a also live a life of outside the show. We have relationships. So it's not just this. You know, it's different. It's not like... we're in the corporate world at Conoco.
It's a little different.
True.
Conoco.
Yes.
So feel free to get me a big gift, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Noted.
Now that would be a bribe. If we that gave our boss a gift,
it wouldn't be a bribe.
That's
hey, definitely
get a
bribe. Your friend a gift.
Okay, it's different.
At work for a few hours happens to be your boss.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a new trend called Christmas in February. It's basically people going, hey, we're not gonna really give presents or travel on Christmas Day. We'll still celebrate it, but we're not gonna do presents because everybody else is, and it's so much more expensive.
Ooh.
Instead, you pick an already agreed upon time with your family, typically after February 1st when prices go down for everything, traveling, things, and that way you eliminate the high cost of travel, the extra crowded airports, the roadways, and the really expensive because they know you have to buy gifts.
Wow.
I love that.
Okay.
You still have to do a little something. Obviously, you celebrate Christmas for the reason of Christmas.
Sure.
But it's the gift part that they say, because of financial situations, you can actually just pause it.
Yeah.
And that's from Time Magazine. I haven't heard of that before. Doctors warn of a dangerous new TikTok trend of taping your mouth shut for weight loss and better sleep, that it could suffocate you. Now, the reason that people are doing it for better sleep is because they think if you breathe through just your nose, the breathing is more pure and it does help you get into a deeper sleep. More focused breathing. I've seen some of these. Maybe I've tried it.
Oh, it's not about snoring?
Have you?
I taped up every hole, dude.
Oh, gosh.
When I went to sleep. It just hurt taking the tape off more than anything. Doctors are warning against this because, again, you should not tape your mouth shut. Videos on TikTok talking about the benefits of mouth taping have amassed hundreds of thousands of views, and there is even a mouth tape manufacturer now.
What?
Proponents claim it improves airflow, relaxes the body, stops snoring, and helps people stay asleep. But does that mean it helps them stay asleep forever?
Mm.
They
yeah.
die? The doctor says don't do this. Yeah. You could suffocate. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, it can be very, very dangerous. Even if you don't know you have it, but you have it.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know they have it.
Yeah, sometimes I hold my breath when I sleep.
That's crazy.
Sometimes I hold my breath when I'm awake and I don't even know I'm doing it. And my wife elbows me and goes, hey, you're not breathing. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
It's a weird thing. Yeah, that is from Daily Mail. Scientists say people with IBS are allergic to gravity.
That's you.
Well, right? I do have crazy stomach issues, and I do have IBS. I don't know if I'm allergic to gravity yet.
Hmm.
I've done a lot of allergy tests.
Well, yeah, so like if you leave the earth, like do you start itching or something?
Or if I leave the earth, is it better?
Mm.
That's what they're saying. Like gravity actually makes it worse.
Oh, yeah. So down here.
The doctor, Dr. Spiegel, at Cedars-Sinai Hospital says people that are suffering from irritable bowel syndrome may just be allergic to gravity. He thinks that if someone's body can't handle the force of gravity, it could squash their spine and cause their organs to shift downward, leading to the symptoms of IBS. The cause of IBS isn't known, but it affects about 40 million Americans, and roughly two-thirds of them are female. There is no cure, and they don't even really have a track to be on unless it's on another planet. Then they could probably cure it.
Wow.
Where there's no gravity.
Interesting.
I pack up and move to Mars.
All right, see you, man.
Why is he going with Bezos all of a sudden?
He's got stomach issues.
Daily Mail had that story. A man tried to steal from Walmart during the Shop with the Cop event.
Dumb.
Which is so dumb. Oh, maybe he didn't know Shop with the Cop.
It's like a horrible coincidence.
Authorities in Florida say a man's facing charges after he attempted to steal from a store. Filled with law enforcement, the Osceola County Sheriff's Office reports a suspect attempted to steal from a Walmart in St. Cloud during its annual Shop with the Cop for community children. According to the sheriff's office, the event included 40 deputies in attendance. There's forensics, community service team.
What are the odds?
They're like, well, that was easy.
They think it's a joke. They're like, wait, you guys don't get one over on us here? You're stealing that, really? All right. WNDU with that story. Thank you very much. Those anchors at Good Morning America that are together, they are together on the show. They've cheated on their husband wives with each other. It comes out. The network goes, well, they didn't break any rules, like of our rules, so we're going to let them stay on. And now they've pulled him off the air. I was reading a bunch of stories where he was like cheating with a bunch of women before he got with her, but he's saying they're together now. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's GMA3, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, co-hosts of the show, have been taken off the air following the public disclosure of a romantic relationship. They announced that. I don't care. It's going to make them way famous. People are like,
yeah, now we know who they are.
Now we know who they are. Because we didn't. And everybody has problems, man. And I don't know what's going on. It doesn't seem like something I'd sign up for. I don't know what's going on. You know what? And I'm not going to judge. They didn't hurt a kid or dog. Otherwise, they can just deal with it. They got to report to their wives and husbands or not anymore. Just give me the news.
So the network is saying there's just too much of a distraction that they just don't want them on.
They did leave them on at first and go, they didn't break any rules, we'll leave them on. But then just all these stories keep coming out now.
Oh, see, I didn't realize it was like fact. But I guess it is. Her husband was on Melrose Place back
Andrew
in the
Hsu.
Day. Yes.
Oh, really?
Or Andrew Hsu, something Hsu. He's a really good-looking guy. I just don't care. As far as... The only reason I'm bringing it up is it's such a big story and they pulled him off. That's like their business.
Yeah, but the fact they work together and everybody watches their show together,
that's
different.
See, that's the public part of it where it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Let's see what other people... Let's check out their problem.
Right, right.
Ooh. And it's interesting, but I don't think they should be pulled off. They didn't do anything illegal.
I agree.
When is the morning show coming back?
I don't know.
It's making me think of that.
Yeah, I don't know. In 2016, two teens were accused of cheating on a medical school exam because they had the same answers. They sued the school, arguing, well, we had similar scores and it's common for twins, and we had not signaled answers to each other. The jury agreed, and they were just awarded $1.5 million.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, because you can't prove that they cheated, really.
Unless they can prove that they cheated, and maybe they did, right? But unless you can prove it, what are you going to do? Because they're going to go, okay, prove it. You want to kick us out of this? You're hurting. Prove we cheated. And they couldn't.
So on top of the money, were they given their medical license or whatever?
Well, I don't think they just give that.
Oh,
I'm
they
not
don't?
Sure.
You have to pass the test?
Yeah, the sisters have been ostracized because the school labeled them cheats. The medical school had claimed the similar scores. That was just more than a coincidence. They cleared their name after 6 years. They won the defamation case. Damages totaling $1.5 million. The twins were assigned seats at the same table, 4 or 5 feet apart. They couldn't see each other, they say, because there were monitors that blocked their views. One of them told the council their answers had been highly similar since first grade. They had tested within a fraction of a point of each other in high school. Their SAT scores had been identical. They'd received the same score when they'd taken tests on different days in different locations.
I mean, because twins, they feel the same things.
Ray, like, what's your brother up to right now? What's your twin brother up to?
Yeah, no idea. I think he's at the lumber mill.
Yeah. You can't, like, sense it in your hair or anything?
No, when we were close together, actually, in the same room, we could feel different stuff.
All of a sudden, you'd feel like you'd have to pee, but you're like, I didn't have any water.
No, we both always got hungry at the exact same time. Weird stuff like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's because you ate breakfast at the same time.
Yeah, we're probably hungry at the same time.
And it was 1 p.m., yes. We're like, we both squint at the same time. But yeah, bro, the sun's out and you don't have sunglasses on.
No, I bet it happens with weirder things.
That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
If I sound a little bit funny, this is why. And maybe I don't. But we were in Las Vegas over the weekend, and we go, we're walking out, we're at a little shopping center near a Walgreens. I think I forgot some deodorant or something, and we're trying to get all of our stuff because I had a show at the Wynn on Sunday night. And I'm chewing on some chocolate-covered almonds that I took from the hotel, and I'm eating them. And some guy is rushing almost like someone in the airport is running to a gate. I don't know why. Because he didn't stop to talk to me, but he's rushing and runs right into my back. Like just kind of clips me. Boom. Now, I'm eating chocolate-covered almonds. I bite a hole. It felt like all the way through my tongue with the two incisor teeth that are
sharp
super
ones.
Sharp. And I remember seeing a lightning bolt like in my eyes. And it hurt so bad. And it hurt so bad, but then I thought, oh, I just bit my tongue. Let me move on with life. Bite your tongue, it hurts. So I was like, man, that hurts. So I didn't think much about it. And so I go in and I'm getting my neck trimmed up a little bit at that little barber shop right there by it. And I tell Caitlin, because she's sitting there next to me, I'm like, I just, it tastes like iron. She's like, what do you mean? Like, you know, like how blood tastes? I just am constantly tasting this iron. She's like, what do you think it is? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe it's my teeth. I've had such teeth problems lately having to go to the dentist because of all the grinding I do and the bones broken in my gums. I said, I guess it's my tooth acting up. And I open my mouth and there's just blood everywhere in my mouth. And she's like, dang, your tooth is messed up. Do we need to find a dentist here? And I said, I'm okay. I don't want to go to the dentist because I have a show the next night. And so I go up to the room, just spitting blood, thinking it's my tooth. I just didn't put it together that me biting my tongue was. And we go to another shop. I was looking for a shirt. And I open my mouth and my tongue is just pouring blood. And there's a hole almost all the way through the tongue.
Dang.
What?
It was so deep. The crazy thing about the tongue, it heals quickly, but it hurts really bad.
Like a starfish?
So, I actually regenerate. I got two tongues. but I bit almost bit all the way through my tongue. I never had that happen before. It hurts so bad. and it just wouldn't stop bleeding. And we're going to go out that night. We had a bunch of friends that came in and family. I could not get my tongue to stop bleeding. And so everything I'd put on it, I'd end up licking it off. It wouldn't stay. They put medicine on it. I'd go, lick it right off. Mm. And she was like, how's that medicine going? I don't know. I licked it off. Mm-hmm. It's on my tongue. What are you supposed to do?
I lick it.
Yeah. But I went to sleep, and my tongue felt so fat the next night on stage. So the letters that were easy to say are like mom, ma. But anything with my tongue, la, de.
Oh, yeah.
So I found myself at times substituting words in the middle of my show because I don't want to be like, love you.
Fat tongue.
Yeah. So that was really bad. I'm lucky I didn't bite all the way through it or bite a part of it off.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, man.
I was just thinking how tragic that would have been.
It really, really hurt. So bad that I didn't even think that was what it was. But that's a tough one. That's a tough bite. It's like Derek Jeter hurting an elbow.
Mm. Oh,
Michael Jordan hurting a wrist.
The day before a game.
Then hitting my tongue?
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's my superpower.
You speak for a living.
I speak for a living.
Yeah.
So that's, but I'm here. I fought it to be right here in this room today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, dude.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Let me go over and take a couple calls here. Let's go over and talk to Rhonda in Mississippi, who has called us. Rhonda, what do you want to say?
Hey, I just want to tell y'all that it's about 20-something years ago. I was in Walmart. Back in the fabric department, and Johnny Cash comes walking up, and I'm like 5 foot tall, so I look over, and he comes to the thread department with me, and we sit there and pick out thread together, and I thought that was so cool.
That is really cool.
Amazing.
It's a story you'll have your whole life. I mean, those stories you'll be able to tell to new people forever, and they'll be like, "That's so cool," and then you put it away, tell it again, and then you can like embellish it a little bit.
Oh, change it up a little bit.
Johnny Cash, he can come back and say it's not true.
Yeah, and then you guys sang a song together.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's over there going, bum, ba, dum, ba, dum, ba, na, na, and you're like, I fell. And next thing you know, people in the other aisles were jumping in.
The whole store starts singing it.
Prove it didn't happen.
Wow.
That's what I say. Hey, thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate that call.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later. Let's do Josh in Texas. Josh, you're on the show. Thank you for calling, my friend. Josh, what's up?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hi, so I was listening to y'all earlier about, you know, celebrities' reactions when you come up to them in public. So kind of tie into that, eating dinner at Chili's one night, and a friend of ours texted me. She's like, hey, are you eating at Chili's? I'm like, yeah. She goes, check out Facebook. I get on, somebody tagged me saying, hey, guess what? Cody Johnson is at Chili's in our local town. Mm-hmm. And so this was kind of a running joke for a couple weeks until we went out to dinner again, and I had a group of people come up and ask me for autographs. And this has happened probably 20 times over the past 3 or 4 months. So it's how do you react to not being a celebrity and people thinking you are one?
Well, most of the time you probably go, hey, awesome, man, that ain't me. Or you stop singing in public. If you got a chance, take it.
Yeah.
Take it because you got a chance. You know, he's loving it now. You probably sign maybe.
Stop
what
it.
You, no, what
stop
you do it. Is you.
No.
No, no, no. What you do is people come up and you write real big. On the, like autograph, I have a Sharpie in my hand. You write Cody Johnson, and you go in real small letters. You go, I am not
him.
So it says, I am not Cody Johnson.
Oh my God.
And so they're like, wow, thank you very much. And they get back home and they're like, oh, that's not Cody Johnson. So you can have a little fun with it, but I definitely wouldn't act like Cody Johnson. And here's why. I like Cody, but if he finds out and he catches you,
it ain't gonna be pretty. Yeah,
and you know, I assume you wear a cowboy hat naturally, Josh.
I do.
Okay. I would just be you and let people know, oh, I get that all the time. And then every once in a while when you're feeling a little randy, yeah, you sign Cody Johnson on top right. I am not. This is a little joke. But that's funny. You know, you must be a pretty good looking guy. Cody Johnson's a pretty good looking guy, Josh.
Well, I'm glad my wife thinks he's hot, so.
Well, there you go.
There you have it. All right, Josh, appreciate that, buddy. Here's a voicemail I want to play from Mark in Kentucky.
I was just curious who sung the intro on 25 Whistles.
Thank you for that question. 25 Whistles is our football show. We'll have a new one up today, by the way. We didn't do it yesterday. We will do it today. It's me, Eddie, a bunch of friends. It's all about football. And this is the theme song to 25 Whistles.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football. And they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid. But what did you expect? It's a podcast. 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles.
That is Brandon Ray. I literally sang that in a voice memo to him. I was like, do we need a theme song? And I just made it up, and then he recorded it, and it sounds so good. So his name is Brandon Ray, does a lot of great music. But that's who sings the theme song to 25 Whistles. And check out our podcast. We'll have one up this afternoon. I'm going to post on my Instagram right now my intro video to my comedically inspirational show. We have no plans to do any more shows. We feel pretty good about it unless we decide to do a full special, which we're talking about. But I don't ever show anything from it because, again, we might do a special. But I feel like this needs to be shown. On my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can watch the intro video to the show.
Oh, cool.
It's a spoiler. It's okay, though.
It's awesome.
That's all I'm going to say from there.
It's awesome.
Go check it out. Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram. We will come back in a second. Speaking of celebrities, Raymundo, our audio producer, saw a celebrity shopping with sunglasses on.
Hmm. Oh, I like that.
Like trying to hide, or maybe they have a sty in their eye like Eddie.
Yes.
But he saw, I don't know who it is, but he says a major celebrity shopping with sunglasses on. I'm up for that kind of content. Okay, if you're in Target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes. And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it. Yeah, it's so quick. So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right? Yeah. So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Police in Texas say they apprehended a reckless driver that turned out to be a dog after two vehicles were hit in a Walmart parking lot.
The dog was driving?
Yeah, pretty much. The owner of one of the vehicles, they saw a suspect barreling down on him, but he was unable to avoid the crash. He was shocked then to see a dog pop up in the driver's seat. Yeah, I would be too.
Crazy.
Yeah, that version of it, that Air Bud is not fun.
Yeah, no. There's no movie about that.
Yeah, that's a bad sequel. The Kilgore Police Department confirmed the dog was behind the wheel. The dog was sitting in the unoccupied truck waiting for its owners who went inside the store. The dog set the truck in motion apparently after it got a little antsy. According to police, the steering column had prior damage that apparently allowed the dog to accidentally hit it, put the truck in drive. The leash the dog was wearing is also believed to have gotten caught in the emergency brake, releasing it. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. Yeah. Police said no one was hurt in the crash. That's K-E-T-K. Just imagine, though, you're the guy, and you see the car coming at you, and it's not stopping, and there's nowhere you can go because there are cars everywhere, and boom, it hits, and you're like, I'm about to be so mad at whomever. Oh, the puppy. You're like, what in the world? Tampa's police chief resigned weeks after she tried to use her influence to escape a ticket when her husband was pulled over in an unregistered golf cart. Mary O'Connor, 51, submitted a resignation. They found she violated departmental policies when she flashed her badge and said, just let us go.
Wow.
The departure came 3 days after O'Connor was put on leave in connection with the incident after body cam footage of her trying to Bigfoot the deputy was released. The golf cart traffic stop incident came 10 months after O'Connor had been elevated to chief in Tampa. Prior to her resignation, the former top cop said she was remorseful about her behavior, which she claimed was poor judgment. That's from the New York Post. Well, let me say, I just feel like if you have a badge and you haven't been in trouble any other way, you get a couple free passes. Like, we're going to pull you over for doing 85 and a 70. Are you?
Yeah.
And then you look. Well, they haven't used any of their free badge passes. Mm-hmm. And you do protect us and serve with your life on the line. All right, I'm going to put you down for one badge pass. Feel free to go. Unless there was something else. I think this is a lot to cut somebody off from their job.
I know, because she was chief.
Like, I feel like I would do that. I saw the video on TikTok. And so she's...
I mean, that's where she got in trouble, as it became a viral thing.
Yes. And she even asked right before. She's like, is your camera on? She's like, yes. Okay. And then she's like, well, I'm the police chief.
Justice for her.
Mm.
Unless there was something else, which I don't know there was. You should get two.
I agree, man. I totally could see myself
doing
that.
Well, I mean, yeah, within reason. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like you murder somebody. And they're like, sure. Pull over. We have her. She just murdered seven people, including lighting the house on fire afterward. Pull over. You're under. Oh, am I? Oh, you know what?
You're
you
good.
Got
you're
it.
Good.
Free pass. No, but something like, mm-hmm. You know.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's her husband. She loves him.
Yeah. What a love. Why did that go? Yeah, I don't know that I'm so mad at her. She does risk her life, or did risk her life every day. No time to be sad, says the teen who lost their leg to a shark bite this past July. Addison Bethia's life changed. The 17-year-old had been scalloping with her family when a shark attacked her. She lost her leg. Quote, a lot of people would get down about having an amputation this severe. I just keep positive. She's an avid fan of four-wheelers. She rides when she can. She goes hunting. And she just cheered for her first football game this season.
I love it.
She made it to the homecoming court. No wheelchairs, no crutches. And, I mean, imagine that. You're just in the water. I'd compare it a lot to, I don't know, biting a hole through your tongue. But pretty much same thing.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me. And you know what? Not pleasant. I didn't even know what happened for a while. I was like, wait, why am I? Why?
Are you staying positive too?
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm the opposite.
The opposite.
Of her.
All
right. Far less, and I'm not. I just cry about it all the time. That is from Fox 4. Hey, Brad in Colorado Springs. I appreciate you calling the show. Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Bobby Bones.
What's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling to say that, you know, my company would be very grateful if you did a jingle for our company,
mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, we're a new HVAC company just starting out and, you know, just trying to get our name out there and do right by our customers.
I hear you. What's the name of your company?
Falling Star Heating and Cooling.
Okay. You can't use this, but this is what I would do. I mean, we could work out a deal or something. I don't know. You could donate to a charity, and then I could let you license it for 6 months. I don't know. I don't know how this works. But this, if Falling Star Heating and Cooling, how would I do that jingle? I think what I would go, I would do something. Because, again, it's all about some sort of melody that people remember, right? Because if you just went, Falling Star Heating and Cooling, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you hear it 10,000 times. But if you go, that's why you call Falling Star Heating and Cooling.
Everyone's going to remember that fall.
Because it sounds like a fall,
yeah.
Right? That's why you call fall. And that call to fall, too, is a slight rhyme on the upper edge. That's why you call Falling Star Heating and Cooling.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
So he can't take that, though, right?
Yeah, I own
okay.
it.
All right.
I'm going to start my own.
You're just making this up as you go.
Falling Star Heating and Cooling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Locally. I create a whole company that I know nothing about just because I created a jingle for it. You like that one, Brad? Would you go like that? I'd like to use that one. We'll do it again. Da da da. That's why you call Falling Star Heating and Cooling.
I do. Yeah, I like it.
That's pretty good,
wow.
Huh? Yeah. Too bad you can't have it. Yeah, maybe your people talk to our people. I don't know. I don't even know because he can't take the audio. It's my voice. But maybe we could arrange something. I don't know. Call our people in Colorado Springs. Maybe we get a little something on there.
That'd be cool, man.
Charitable donation. We get that going. You know what I'm saying? All right, Brad. Good to talk to you, though. I hope Falling Star Heating and Cooling just kills it. And I hope you're super successful. And I hope you give back to the community, you know?
Thank you. We try to do as much as we can.
And you got a free plug right here on the air on a mm-hmm. national show. And the jingle's pretty good. Because if I needed HVAC work in Colorado Springs, you know what I'd call? Falling Star Heating and Cooling.
Dang.
I'm like Jesse and Joey on Full House when they were doing jingles. That's what they did.
Remember oh,
they
yeah.
Yeah, that was their job.
Let's go.
How'd you do that?
Thank you, Brad. Hope you have an awesome day. Thank you, everybody.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kennewick, Washington. Police got a call about someone spray painting a truck in the grocery store parking lot. And they roll by, see a bright blue truck being spray painted black. Run the license plate. Stolen truck.
Yeah.
But why would you
do it out like that?
Yeah, why would you go to a grocery store parking lot in the middle of the day?
You know, I'm going to take the chance public. On the fumes more so than the chance of going to jail if I do it in public.
Fumes.
Right, okay. Well, I was picturing, like, if he locks himself in a garage, that would be like, oh. But well,
you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning. That would be locking yourself in. I think you're okay with the fume. Actually, you might be real good with the fume.
Yeah, you might feeling be good. Good.
Okay.
Might be
good. I wasn't implying he was going to die, but also spray painting a truck would take forever.
Forever, and like 20 cans.
Like,
and
a roller.
It, yeah, you would need layers.
Yeah.
And it still wouldn't look good.
Right.
We tried that crap. I had a beat up old Subaru, and somebody had backed into it in the school parking lot, and we tried to spray. First of all, you can't match red with spray. It doesn't matter what red it is. This red in the Subaru, you couldn't match it. Yeah. It was an old red. It was a Subaru red. And so we sprayed it. It was a little darker, and then it rubbed off quick because it was spray paint.
Yeah.
That's why. Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is Gina from Norfolk, Virginia.
Thank you for Blind Karaoke. We had a Christmas party over the weekend, and my friend Amanda, who is a dedicated listener to the show, as I am, decided that we should play Blind Karaoke with Christmas songs, and it was a blast. My whole entire Christmas party loved it. We had a great time, so thank you for an awesome idea, and thank you for being awesome.
So fun.
You know, we made this game up ourselves, and if I see coming up on ABC... And they probably won't call it blind karaoke because people will get upset. But if they call it like, don't see the words karaoke, hosted by Kelly Ripa. I'm like, wait, we're doing this again? We've been doing Elder versus Millennial for 50 years. And that show launches on, and I'm like, wait, hold on a minute.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But thank you. We love that game. It's funny. It's fun. People get upset. There's no prize, but people still get upset. But I appreciate that. We're done today. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC, We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.